sets. The first song of each set is something I call New Noise. And I've got a bunch of those today. I got a bunch of Freeform as well. I want to start off the first New Noise with Davey Knowles. Davey Knowles, got to see him at a club in Beverly that is now defunct. So many great venues we've lost, but really always happy to see New Noise from Davey Knowles. This is brand new, and this is Davey doing something called Hell to Pay. This is the first New Noise of the new era at WMFO in Medford.
Replaced and figured out Thank you. Well, I've been walking in my sleep, counting troubles instead of counting sheep. Where the years went, I can't say. I just turned around and they'd gone away. And I've been sifting through the layers, dusty books and faded papers. They tell a story I used to know, and it was one that happened so long. It's gone away in yesterday, and I find myself on the mountainside where the rivers change direction across the Great Divide. And I heard the owl calling softly, yeah.
WMFO right here in Medford. I'm Mike. It's about 18 minutes after the top of the hour, and I'm just trying to do a million things at once, which I'm not used to from not being here for a little while. But wow, I mean, it's just so wonderful to be back here. Let me tell you what I did in that first set. I started off with new noise from Davy Knowles, a brand new record this year called What Happens Next, that was Hell to Pay. Next was a Boston luminary, Amy Mann, from the year 2000. The record was called Bachelor Number 2. That was Red Vines. Classic Mamas and the Papas from a collection called 16 Greatest Hits. That was California Dreamin'. The Hollies from another collection called Ultimate 70s in 1972. That was Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. And finished up with more new noise from Lisa Bastoni's latest, another beautiful track from her called Across The Great Divide. All right, I'm Mike. I will be here till 11 o'clock until Something About the Women comes in. And I have more new noise. I do. This is from, you know, I was going to say my favorite band from New Zealand. But how many bands do I really know from New Zealand? Not too many, I don't think. But this one really made an impression on me years ago when they released some new stuff. They are called The Beths, and they did a tour of Auckland, New Zealand, and they recorded it for posterity. This is one of their awesome songs. This is live, Happy Unlappy. No, not Happy Unlappy. Happy Unhappy. From The Beths, this is New Noise at WMFO Medford.
never understand the wind at all. Was like a ball of love. Could never see the cosmic sea. Was like a bumblebee. And when I'm sad, I slide. I had never kissed a car before. Like a dog. I have always grown my own before. Oh, schools are straight. And when I'm sad, I slide. Oh,
thank you. More like it.
You're listening to WMFO Bedford.
Mr. Mick Jones is now gonna sing. Police on my back. Yakking!
It's WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. About 9:37 in the morning on this Saturday, the first Saturday back after, you know, being out of here because of COVID and not being allowed to be here in the studio. And it's just awesome to be here. Let me tell you what I played in that last set. Started the set off, I believe, with Happy Unhappy by the Beths. That was live in Auckland, New Zealand. They did that last year in 2020. Paul McCartney from his latest record called McCartney 3, which is one of those that either you love it or you just hate it. That was called Lavatory Lil. I like it. T-Rex, just after that, third song of the set, With the Slider. That's the title track of that record. Jimmy Eat World was the fourth song of the set from the release called Bleed American. That was Hear You Me. And just heard some live Clash live at Shea Stadium. That, of course, was Police on My Back. All right, I'm Mike. It's almost 21 minutes before the top of the hour. And I have new noise, I do, from a band called Current Joys. They've got a brand new record out called Voyager. And this is a great track. This is called Voyager. New noise at WMFO.
Trailing off the likes so that she likes it when it grows. Sending out a candidate, she's sinking her foes. Peeking out and leveling wherever it goes.
You are to my studio apartment. And that's when I told her exactly what my heart meant. I started to think, and she threw it back in my face. I poured her a drink, she said, let's get out of this place.
Radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Brava!
You've been my muse, you're a
WMFO in Medford. It's about 4 minutes before the hour of 10 a.m. My Mike, how you doing? Yeah. You know, it's the first time back here in a while. It's just an incredible feeling to be back here. Really happy about it. And really happy to be talking to you and playing music for you again. Thank you so much for tuning in. We all really, really appreciate it. Let me tell you what I played in that last five-song set. It had two new noises. It did. The first one was the first track, a band called Current Joys. Their latest record is called Voyager That Was Naked. I love that so much. And I love this so much. Guided by Voices. You know, I play a lot of Guided by Voices, and many times they're kind of punky and more hard rock, but they have a power pop component to them for sure. From their record called Isolation Drills a couple of years back, there was a great track called Chasing Heather Crazy. The Outlets with the third song of the set from 1980 called The Outlets Rock. That was their record. Those Best Friends. I don't know if you could hear, but whoever recorded that, I actually put the needle down on a single and played it and recorded it. That was good. Material Issue was just after that. They had a record called Destination Universe, and that was What Girls Want. And the second new noise of that set was, well, if you're anybody of a certain age, you know who you are. You recognize the voices. You recognize that harmonica. I mean, there's no question. Elton John featuring Stevie Wonder. That's on Elton John's new record called The Lockdown Sessions. And yeah, from the title, you know, like many artists during the pandemic, they got inspired. And Elton was no different. They had worked together a couple of times in the past, but they both call that. Of course they do, you know. But I think it's a great collaboration. Elton John and Stevie Wonder, that's called Finish Line. Okay, at 9:57, just about 8 seconds away from 9:58. Yeah, I have new noise from Boston's own Lily Black. They have a brand new record that is called One More Mistake. And this one is called Safe and Sound. It's new noise at Mark. My name's not Mark, it's Mike. People that know me know why I said Mark, but I didn't mean Mark. It's new noise at WMFO.
Woke up to the sound of your cries. Now I can see that you might be running out of time. The sand in your glass is falling down. Soon you will be safe and sound. Of reality.